Hey there, oddballs. In the paranormal news, we have all kinds of weird stuff. A haunted jail for sale and a loving tribute to Susan Shepherd of Parkersburg. I want to make sure you guys know about this wonderful lady who's so entwined with the paranormal. In the Cryptid Corner this week, we're going to go a little bit farther north than we usually do. That's right. We're talking about the Innu Boogeyman, Kwalipilot. Also, our special guest, we'll be calling Buddy on the Ouija board. And did I mention Buddy's actually a Cocker Spaniel? If it's odd to you, friend, it's on the odd to Newfoundland.
It's the odd to Newfoundland. Ghostly greetings from your host, Jonathan. Mysteries, ghosts, monsters, and lore. East Coast esoterica and so much more. If it's up to you, friend, it's on the up to Newfoundland.
Ghostly greetings from the oldest city in North America. I'm your host, John Mallard, bringing you the best in East Coast esoterica. You, my friends, have stumbled upon the Odd the Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast. Welcome to episode 142 of your monthly paranormal variety show. And having you here is better than spring flowers. Not so much the showers, but definitely better than the spring flowers. Also, it's Bigfoot mating season, so you better be careful out there. Make sure you shower before you go for walks in the woods. Why? Because you're wonderful, a masterpiece, beautifully made, important to people because you're important to me. Highly favored by your creator or the law of averages and physics working in tandem, you, my friend, are an oddball. And on this show, your family, and we are one. It's gonna be May. May 1st, actually. Oh my God. Where is this year going? It's almost summer here in Newfoundland, which means that pretty soon there's only gonna be 2 feet of snow on the ground. It's so exciting. I wanna take a moment just to thank you all for downloading this show and let me just kind of hang out in your earlobes for a while. Kind of like those earwigs that everyone talks about but don't ever actually go inside your ear. So, like this other night, I'm sitting in, you know, bed with my daughter and stuff, and, you know, I'm putting her to bed and tucking her in and stuff, and we decide to go online and look up some weird things, you know, just to kind of soothe her before she goes to bed, because, you know, she is my paranormal little girl. So, let's look up something cool, and I was like, let's look up earwigs, and she was like, nah, let's look up face mites, and, like, I had no idea what a face mite was. Dude, you've got to look up what a face mite is. It's the creepiest thing. Do you know that your face is full of these little bugs that live in your hair follicles? Like, this is what I do with my daughter before she goes to bed. It's good God almighty. And then we got into butt mites. Yeah, that's right. Do you know you have butt mites? Listen, don't be a butt mite. Do me a favor, will you? Be among the really cool people on the planet who subscribe to this show. And be among the really cool people in this universe by subscribing on the Podbean app. If you subscribe on the Podbean app, something magical happens. That's right. Not only do you help me get this show noticed more on the Podbean app, so we can get more listeners and more people loving the Odd the Newfoundland, you also get an amazing little shout out here, and you unlock the horrible paranormal joke of the month. So without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and read off my latest subscribers on the Podbean app. And keeping in mind, of course, when you do subscribe, you want to be logged in somewhere or other and follow the show. Because if you don't, you'll just wind up with a code. And I'm not really going to read the code out because I don't know who you are and you don't know who you are. So there you go. Anyhow, I'm going to go ahead and start reading out the names for everyone who subscribed on Podbean and unlock the paranormal joke of the month, which just tends to be horrible. It's actually just a paranormal joke of the month, but it's so bad that, you know, we decided to call it horrible. Big thank you goes out to David W. Taylor, 85. Handsome looking dude with a nice haircut. I love it when I see a picture. Thank you, David. Thank you. Thank you very much. Another one here is Herfrog 74. Interesting. Got a nice fellow here in his business suit, another guy with a jersey. Don't know which one you are, Mr. Frog, but whoever you are, thanks for taking the time. Big thank you to Megs. I believe that's the lady there with her little girl, and she's just absolutely gorgeous with her big rock star shades on there. So thank you for that. Big thank you to EJulie091. Big thank you to Dick Hardy 472. I don't know, man. Sometimes I put in a funny name. So Dick Hardy, if that's your real name, awesome. If it isn't, even better. Big thank you to Kirsty. Oh, Kirsty, you got a beautiful smile, big, big teeth, big, beautiful eyes. My goodness gracious. Thank you for subscribing to the Odd the Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast. We got Hot Hands. Hot Hands. Don't know who you are. There's a picture of a bunch of trees with the sun in front of them, though. I guess you're a nature type, so thank you for taking time out of your busy camping trip to subscribe to the Odd the Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast wherever you are. Thank you, Sparkfly 2020. Got a big screaming eagle as our avatar, or his avatar. Thank you, Sparkfly. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Big thank you to Sims Babe, S-I-M-S-B-A-B-E, and a very cute puppy dog. Looks like a poodle, maybe. Not really sure. Just adorable. It's black and white, so I know it was professionally done. Gotta love your animals. Thank you for that. Big thank you to D-D-D-D. That's four Ds. Don't know why. Maybe it stands for, like, you know, the bra size of the wife. I'm not really sure. All I'm going to say is thank you very much for subscribing. It's awesome. Very, very, very thankful. And last but certainly not least, Ivanka Schwan 1. Don't know where you're subscribing from, but I'll tell you this. You and this other fellow, or maybe this fellow and this girl, I'm not really sure who your name is. I'm going to say is that you're a very lovely couple in that picture you sent. Thank you guys so very, very much for subscribing to the Odd the Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast. And you know, there's so many subscribers this month, I'm going to do two horrible paranormal jokes. Are you ready? Okay, the first one's for all those stoners out there who just celebrated 420. You know, it was about 11 days ago. You know, the last time you stoked up, I'm sure. Which monster likes weed the most? Yeah, like what monster likes to smoke marijuana the most? It's Medusa, because she's a total stoner. Ba-doom. Oh, God. I got one more, okay? I got one more. But you gotta... it's really bad. Why is the Loch Ness Monster subscribed to Brazzers.com? So, for anybody who doesn't know what Brazzers.com is... It's basically a free porn site. So, yeah. Please don't stop listening to this podcast and go to Brazzers.com. Actually, you could, but just leave this window open. Anyway, and you might want to open the window in your apartment, too, when you're done. Oh, God, this is really going off the rails. Why is the Loch Ness Monster subscribed to Brazzers.com? Apparently, it has a great price. It's only $3.50. And then it goes on to say, actually, it's a joke. It's a free porn site because it's actually free titty. there goes my child-friendly show status. Ah, well, wasn't getting me anywhere anyway. Guys, it's time to continue on with this month's paranormal news.
Somewhere between the funnies and the obituaries is... Oh, yes. The paranormal news.
Just recently, me and my wife inked the deal on a brand new home. We're moving into a bigger house for me and my ever-expanding family of children and foster children. It's time to have more room. And what could be more spacious than a, well, jail? Yeah, you know, jails are pretty spacious. I mean, why not hang out at the haunted Gilchrist County Jail? And guess what? Just like everything else in Florida, not only is it insane, it's also for sale. It's neither the acreage nor the seemingly reasonable price of $139,000 that stand out at this Florida listing. It's the spirits. I'd say this is one of the more unique ones that I've ever seen, says the listing agent, Matt Perry. It doesn't get much weirder than this one. He's tasked to sell the spooky property at 313 Northwest 2nd Street in Trenton, Florida, also known as the Haunted Gilchrist County Jail. It's been called the most haunted building in Florida. I've been here several times by myself, Perry says. I was obviously on high alert. I really just tried to be as professional as I could, but I never experienced a thing. However, the moment the listing went live, the entire multiple listing service system in nearby Gainesville, Florida crashed for a few hours. My little joke is that the only thing that the spirits have done so far is that they broke the MLS when I tried to bring it live, Perry says. Built in 1928, the building was once used as a jail until 1968. Often, the prisoners spent the nights alone without a jailer, since the jailer's residence wasn't added to the property until 1966. The prisoners often got a little feisty, which they evidently still are. All the big-time and really famous ghost hunter people have been there, Perry says. They use trigger items like cigarettes and booze and money, which will really get the spirits going crazy in there. There are many videos and audio recordings of conversations and objects moving around when no humans are in the building. Sounds about right. Might want to get my recorder and head down to Florida. You know, if I could get past the COVID regulations. A paranormal enthusiast, Arlene Hale, has owned the property for several years. Perry says that Hale's husband bought it for her as a present and that the time has come for her to find someone else to take it over. She took on the task of introducing any paranormal occupants to the agent. Before I began doing anything, she insisted that she be the one to take me out there to introduce me to all the spirits, Perry explains. I went out there with her, and I let her walk me through and explain to them, the spirits, that I had no ill will, that I was going to simply bring them another Arlene, somebody that would love the jail like she did. We're just switching hands. So, you know, the current tenants are okay with the new ownership, apparently. For over a decade, Hale has hosted tours and monthly gatherings for ghost hunters. Perry says she plans to take a few prospective buyers and other listing agents to the next gathering. They are actually 8 calls and 8 sales, all with plumbing, a toilet, and a sink, Perry says. There are 5 upstairs and the other 3 are downstairs. That's exactly what they are. They are cells, he noted. There's an additional bathroom in a former jailer's residence, which is more traditional and private. Perry admits that this first thought when he was approached about listing the property was not pleasant. I envisioned myself handcuffed and locked into a cell and being tortured by ghosts. That was probably the first thing I thought. So, there you go, guys. If you're in the market for a new home, don't forget to check out this beautiful listing. That's right, beautiful. For a mere $140,000, not only do you get to hang out in an old, creepy, abandoned jail every day of your life, but you'll be haunted until the day you die. I think that's a steal for us ghost hunters. Think they'll give me any shout-outs for plugging that listing? Maybe I'll reach out on Twitter and see if I can find these guys. Anyhow, all jokes aside, it's time to get a little bit serious because the paranormal world has lost one of their own. And I thought I'd give a loving tribute to this lady because her name has actually come up on different podcasts before. Her name is familiar to me, not because she's been on my show, but she's been on friends of mine shows. So I thought I'd give her a little shout out here. Anybody who is deeply entrenched in the paranormal, I will sometimes, you know, go to a little extra mile for. And, you know, Parkersburg is a very far away place. It's in mid-Ohio. It's nowhere near odd to Newfoundland, St. John's, Newfoundland. But, you know, our hearts are all connected to the paranormal. And I thought I'd give, you know, Susan Shepherd a proper little send-off here because it came up a few times this month on other shows. And I think anybody who's dedicated their life in any way to anything, let alone the paranormal in my regard, if you're among the population of people that they're dedicated to, I think you should pay tribute when they pass over. Okay? Anyhow, let's go to Mid-Ohio Valley. I'm going to read the nice article here, which was actually in the News and Sentinel, Parkersburg News and Sentinel, their local mag. The Mid-Ohio Valley mourned the loss of a beloved storyteller, artist, writer, poet, and friend on April 19th. Susan Shepherd left behind a legacy that will not soon be forgotten. Her talents and impact not only reached people in the community, but people around the country and world. Friends and family shared recollections of Susan's life and how she brought people together with her art. She is most known for creating the Haunted Tours of Parkersburg, a walking tour of the various spots in the town with a colorful past. To Olivia Reeder, family friend of Shepherd, she created a culture for Halloween and to the sometimes dark history of the Mid-Ohio Valley. She was the expert. Oh, you've got to ask Susan. It's been that way for years. I don't think people truly grasp the amount of dedication she put into creating this entire culture we have. With her storytelling ability, Shepherd brought paranormal and history buffs to Parkersburg from around the country and earn a spot among top-ranked ghost tours in the country. She was an extremely gifted storyteller. A lot of people, even if they know the content, the ability to tell the content in a compelling way that attracts so many people is an impressive talent, her friend Reader said. Her storytelling abilities did not end with the tours. Shepherd had several published books and works, including novels, poetry, and nonfiction. She's a fantastic poet, just the type of person both have the gift with poetry as well. And her daughter's the same way. They can translate everyday things and feelings into words, Reader said. Shepherd not only impacted the community with her talents, she reached people on a personal, emotional level. Reader said she made space for unique people. She was unique herself. She was so kind to everyone. She was very funny and had a sarcastic wit about her. She was always telling a story of some sort, even if she was talking about everyday life, Reader said. Pauliano, editor of the New River Press and a paranormal adventurer himself, admits he was generally skeptical of psychics, mediums, and ghost tours, and said Shepherd helped change his view. Here was a thoughtful woman with vast historical knowledge, a discerning approach to the paranormal, and with a willingness to go beyond the traditional interpretation of supernatural events and consider new possibilities. Shepherd often taught others about astrology and was the astrologer for a popular magazine for about a year. With all of Shepherd's accomplishments, is well known her greatest creation, though, is her daughter Scarlett Shepherd, as her obituary claimed. Scarlett feels lucky to have her as a mom and wishes she had more time with her, but she feels her mother lived her fullest and most authentic life. I will forever be proud of her and proud to be her daughter, Scarlett said. There was a beautiful quote here, too, and I just want to say, I got to read this out. Although Susan had several illnesses throughout her life, family members said it was remarkable that she accomplished as much as she did. There's a really, really nice quote here that I wanted to make sure I read properly. This moment feels tragic, but as my mom would tell you, the real tragedy would be living 100 years as an inauthentic version of ourselves, her daughter Scarlett said. What a beautiful, just loving tribute to anybody who's involved in paranormal, and even people who listen to shows like this one. You're absolutely right. You got to live your life as your authentic self, and I think that's just so important. Susan Shepherd, rest in peace, and I hope that I did justice to you on this show for your contributions to the paranormal over the many years you've been involved. Time to move on to our next story. Not every story has to be up to date. In fact, I kind of found this really cool one online I wanted to share with you guys because, you know, it's so important to have a huge heart in whatever you do. And, well, this is just incredible. We all know how big a freaking blue whale is, right? And I mean, these are the biggest creatures on the planet. They're absolutely massive. And all the way back in 2014, a blue whale carcass washed up on the shores of good old Newfoundland, Canada. That's right. That's why it caught my eye. And its massive heart was actually removed because it was such a just intact specimen. Apparently, when these whales wash up, they're already half rotted on the inside. So this was incredible. It was a full-scale heart. And guess how much it weighed? Go on, take a stab at it. The heart weighed 440 freaking pounds, the size of two elephant newborns. The carcass making it to the shore was surprising because when a blue whale dies, its 300,000-pound corpse usually sinks and acts as an underwater ecosystem for years after death. Since it was an exceptional condition, scientists were able to preserve the heart with a plastination technique. The four-step process keeps the organ from emitting any odors, prevents it from decaying, and helps it to retain properties of the original specimen. And I got a picture of the guy with the whale heart. And again, this is a full-grown adult male. And he's by this heart, and it just makes him look like a peanut. Like, it's so there you have it. I thought that was pretty cool. Are you guys fans of the movie Mad Max? Do you ever want to have a wasteland weekend? Well, did you know that every September, the Mojave Desert hosts the annual Mad Max-themed Wasteland Weekend, a five-day festival just bursting with post-apocalyptic chaos. Those brave enough to attend must don costumes and are not allowed to break character. Even talking about other universes such as Star Wars or Harry Potter is strictly forbidden. Some wastelanders bring decorated vehicles, while others participate in thrilling fights at the Thunderdome. Visitors beware, it's a world of fire and blood, and I certainly want to go hang out there. Guys, this month's paranormal news and strange goings-on has just been an absolute blast to bring to each and every one of you. We had many cool things to chat about. We had, you know, this paranormal jail in Florida. For $140,000, you can own your own freaking private haunted jail. We had a very sad goodbye to a true member of the paranormal family all around the world in mid-Ohio, Pittsburgh, Susan Shepherd, rest in peace. We also had a quick chat about just, well, giant whale hearts and a wasteland weekend for Mad Max. Guys, all these stories and goings-on have been odd to Newfoundland.